Tom Felker of Allegash. How old are you, Tom?
I was 85 years old the 7th day of April.
7th day of April?
7th day of April. I was 85.
You've always lived in Allegash?
Born, brought up. I was born up straight on that plank over here. Yes, sir.
You worked in the woods?
Yes, sir. I worked in the woods. I took charge in the woods. I was a jobber. I operated for good many people in the woods. Yes, sir.
What are some of the companies you worked for, Tom?
I worked for Karma. I worked for Harry Rylander. Then I worked for the Irwin Company over here when it was coming up here.
That's later years.
Later years. Yeah, yeah. Coming later.
Yeah.
Later. So way back was the Karma. And there was a side agent from Fort Kent there. He used to lumber up here. He used to work with them. And we used to boat. Take those boats like I built there, and tow boats. We boat the stuff to the falls, and they had a spare boat above the falls. We'd take the stuff up to the camp in the lakes, among the lakes. That's the way they got the supplies up.
Yeah. And in the winter, they had what they towed them?
They towed it with horses and sleds, single horses and sleds, and they went on the ice. They rode on the ice, and they go up over the falls, though. Round the falls, and they go on the ice again, went up to Moore's place, and then up to Colin Depot, round pond, and go plenty Long Lake, helping supplies.
How long would it take you for a trip to Long Lake, for instance?
Well, with the boat, it'd take 3 days, that is, to go and unload and go back to the falls. But below the falls here, we make two trips in 3 days for the falls. Yeah, and it's to take 10 tons to a load.
Yeah.
Them boats were 70 foot long, and they had a 12 foot bow and a 10 foot stern the cabin to float it, and handle good.
Yeah.
With that sweep like you see here.
How many men would it take to run the boat?
One man on the cabin, and one man with a pole, and the fellow with the halyard to haul the line if it got caught. In time, he'd help with the pole. Uh-huh. Then one man to ride the horses, then the cook.
Yes,
in the cabin of the boat, you could put in about 7 men to sleep, come and go, and the men traveling.
This was drawn by horses?
Drawn by horses. They have a long rope about 60, 70 foot long. The horses would be way ahead of the boat. So when they walk on a bar like that and make a circle, the boat would be going here where the water was. Then you'd swing come the other way, see? And they give them a lot of room with a long rope. Because, yes, and the man on the cabin would just took that sweep, as you see here. Whatever way he'd swing that boat would go. Yes,
and they had a channel. In the Allegash, they had a pretty good channel.
They had a dug channel. They had a slusher, and where it was that we'd get caught on rocks or something, we'd unhook the horses off of the boat and hook it on the slusher, and we'd dig that right out. Good run of water.
What is a slusher?
A big article with handles on it, and you'd dip that when there was horses to take gravel, and how much travel it would take?
Well, it would take a couple of yards.
Yes, like say. That.
Yeah. So, kind of a scoop thing.
That's right, with two handles. And one man handled that, and the other one would drive the horses. Then we picked the big rocks, and if the big rock couldn't handle, we put the horses on it and hauled it over the road. Mm-hmm. Yes,
You mentioned Cy Dickey.
Yes, sir.
Is that where Dickey got its name? How did Dickey get its name?
Dickey got this name over here. He was a post office man long years ago.
Uh-huh.
Then when he left there, he was in Fort Kent for the bank.
Yes.
You see what happened there.
Yeah. Yeah. He lived right there on the corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here, up Dickey, they wanted to keep this name. The old people want to keep this name of Dickey with the dam. But the dam was down in the other guy. It ain't in the Dickey family. And it seemed a very good name to put it.
Put on the dam.
Put on the dam.
I don't think you're going to have the dam.
I don't know. I'm going to go luck for both.
John, you, how many, did you work in the woods? Did you go to lumber camps and work there in the winter?
Yes, sir, I did. When I was 16 years old, I took a pair of horses along to my brother. And Nizer Smith, you remember Nizer
yes.
Smith? He took charge for Connell. That's up on Big Brook there. And that's the first winter I worked in the woods there. And when we quit there in the spring, we quit the third day of April from hauling off the yard there. There was 23 horses and 85 men. And that spring, if you remember, old Mr. Paul Charlotte was cook there for his long fall. And his boy and cousin got drowned that time down with the rapids there, 14. And he left 2 days before we got down.
Yeah. Was that on the drive or in the...
No, in the ice.
In the ice.
In the channel.
Yeah.
They used to go across the Florida Ferry there.
Yeah.
And they got a little too much rum.
Yeah.
And when they got in the boat in the channel, they went straight down. And they didn't get them way down, putting his grandpa's the next
time. Is that so? Before they found him?
Before they found him, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How long would you'd go up in the woods in the fall? How long would you stay there?
Well, now there's the men, not me, because I had different, after I got grown up, I was taking charge and I was building this and houses and I was building everything, see, and roads, and so I didn't stay all the time in the woods. I did for a while. But there's a lot of them went up there early in August and they wouldn't come down for, well, commence in April. April. Last part of April, some of them. Yeah. There'd be a long time getting the logs hauled off the yard, see?
Yeah.
And one camp got done, they moved the men and horses to help the other camp to get down.
How much lumber would they cut in the winter?
Well, right then, I don't know. I don't think, I think about the biggest cut I've seen was 750,000. That was where I told you on Big Room.
Yeah.
That they went up there early in August. We got down the last day of April. We come over there, and there was 23 pair of horses there. And they kept going back to first. There was lumber handier, but they kept going back. And when they hauled the last yard, it was 7 miles from the water. Uh-huh. Then they'd load up their horses in the morning, the team, and make camp, land them, and unload them loads. And the next load, they had to stay in the camp for only a day and a half. They made a trip, and a day and a half was too far to make two trips.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they lost their money.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of lumber outside. Just made a mistake. Yes, sir.
They went too far up the river.
Too far up the river, and they made a big debt there. They lost that they got.
What operation was that?
Well, that was the St. John's Lumber Company.
Yeah.
That they was cutting for there. Yeah. Collis was the one that had the job in there. Will Collis.
Yeah. Then they built a big dam on Big Brook, didn't they?
They built a big dam on Big Brook, and they cut the lumber above Big Brook, then they used to drive it.
Yes.
They shut the gates down at night, and it was filled with water. In the morning, they'd open up the gates, and they'd drive all day. Just about the time to quit at night, the water would be down, but they shut it off again, see? And that's the way they drove.
That's the way they drove.
Big Brook, yeah.
Did they, in the whole Allegash, Tom, do you know how much lumber in 1 year? What's the biggest lumber they floated down the Allegash?
Well, I don't know. Late at one time, the American Rumsey was up there and cut quite a lot of lumber. And, the Congress, I don't know. Congress about averaged 1,000,000 feet there.
Yes.
More or less. Well, some years less and some more. All depends the handy lumber and easier got.
Yeah.
And they went clean into Chase Carey. to get that. Yeah.
In later years, they had log haulers come.
They had log haulers come, and the log hauler hauled on Big Brook. It went way up into Big Brook to the forks of Big Brook and hauled in two winters with the log hauler. Then you had one small log hauler. He hauled over that brook just below McClellan and
Finley Brook.
Finley Brook, that's right. He hauled there one winter. But, yeah. But with the big log hauler, they lost money.
Yeah, steam log hauler.
Yeah, it was too much to keep it going in the mouth of man. They could get the
log. But tell me what a log hauler is. What's it look like and what?
Well, well, I'm going to look in a minute. I got a bunch of papers of the whole thing, and I give it to my nephew down here. He's teaching school. What teacher? And if I had them there, I could show you every log hauler is made.
And well, from,
yeah.
Well, tell me.
Yeah, he's got it there.
Well, tell me what now, it looks like.
Look, I'd be gone a couple of weeks, and when I come back, I'll get them books. And I can send them to you or take them to you if you want them.
What does a log hauler look like, Tom?
Well, it looks just like a tractor today, only the legs are so much longer and heavier beam. It's just about the same type as a tractor today. But they didn't have no wing on the front to push out. And that was run with by steam. They used to fill that up with water, that tank. When that got boiling, it
burnt wood.
You fill that with wood. And there was another big expense of the log hauler was cutting that wood. Now they cut wood all summer there, a couple of men, to have it dry. And they're there for a lot of money and a lot of wood.
Yeah.
It didn't pay. They couldn't make it pay on the distance.
How many men? There'd be a man steering the log hauler in front, wouldn't
there? Well, now when the hard going, they had to have two. Because it's the hard to handle. See?
Yeah.
Then there was one, the fire, end of the fire. Then there was another spare man coming along with his team, and he had the stuff to bring along with the oil and everything like that to keep it prepared, you know, and meals and for the lunches. It was a big expense just to handle the thing. Yeah.
Those were steam log haulers.
Yes.
And later they had gasoline, which were smaller.
Yeah, and they traveled faster. And done better.
That's better, yeah.
But them big old log haulers never made a dollar for nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, Tom, how far was it to Cunliffe's Depot on the Allegash?
From here?
Yeah.
18 miles from here.
18 miles from here.
Yes, sir. And the falls is 12 miles from here. And they estimate with the boat, two trips in 3 days to the falls. Mm-hmm. But above the falls, you see, they'd be a couple of 3 days gone when we went through Long Lake, it was Round Pond, way up in Chase Carey. See, that's a long 2 day toll and another day to Round Bass.
Yeah.
That took a longer time to.
When you come back with the boat, what do you do with the horses?
Put them right in the boat.
Put them in the boat?
Yes, put them right in the boat. Yeah. Then, when you come to Round Pond, we put the horses right in the bow of the boat. Left room for them coming through Round Pond, then through Long Lake, you have to use oars and handles to pull it along. And if there's a good wind, we put up a sail. And I would take it so if it went fair. It was headwind. We were there for a long time and hard work. Yes, sir. It was very slow going to what it is today.
In those days, Tom, that you worked, it was all long lumber. You didn't have faults.
Just the up, cut everything at 5 or 6 inch top, no matter how long the tree was.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You never cut it. Now, you take a set of bobsleds there. When you begin loading them long lumber, if you got it first, it was nice to let go their chains.
Yeah.
Then you could pile on. But if you got a bottom of short stuff, then go to put that long stuff on. It almost pick up the forest slate.
Yeah.
You see the balance. Yeah.
Couldn't balance it.
Couldn't balance the good, so you couldn't load so heavy, see? Yeah.
No automobiles in those days.
No, they don't. They didn't think of that probably.
Used to drive.
That's right.
Now, how long would it take them to, tote team, to go from Fort Kent to Cunnilus Depot? From Fort Kent now.
They leave Fort Kent with a load and they come and stop to Gardner's where my father used to put him up. They stay all night. And the next day they'd been Cunnilus Depot and some would come back in the night. See, too.
Yeah.
And the next day, they took three good days.
Three good days.
To make the trip.
To make a trip.
Make the trip, yeah. Then, in the fall there, with the truck and the wagon, they'd make the trip up here and stay all night and get back the next day. And Papa would put up the stuff in his building here. Then the boat would come here and load from here, see, get stuff from here. It was done out all the coaches up here. Yes, sir. And make the trip a day.
That house up here where Dan Pelkey lived, that was your old homestead?
That's their old homestead.
And they call that the Back Shore.
Back Shore is right. They loaded right over the hill.
Loaded right over the hill.
And that's where they had the big fight there one time. Yeah. You heard of that?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't.
What
about who fought?
Well, I hate to tell you how it happened, but it was just some trouble between when we were voting and other fellow was voting, and you know the joke there.
Yes.
Well, there was that, and they just kind of started to run us off, and they had three, four fellow giant with them. And Colmick was up here himself, and Ernie Savage was the boss then, and that's a long time ago. I wasn't married, I was all young. And there was eight of them, and they had published the show Fair Play, and they had two Canadians into this. But I would like to have this overhaul, you know.
Yeah, we can cut that out. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it ain't on there now.
No,
and I'm glad.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Joe Bears, we passed for a pretty smart man and think they don't want to bloat or anything, but and they just thought they were sort of run us out. And the first man they met was Dan, and there was eight of them. They had other show fair play. There was four of the Joe Bears and had four fellas there with them. Martin White was one of them. And Blair, you're fighting Blair, maybe you remember
him. I don't remember him.
No.
Ed Savage.
Yes, he was one. Well, they just, the Collins was there himself, and Ernie Savage was it, quite a cool man, and they just started with Dan. And they went right up Dan, and they opened his head over rock, and they chewed a hole in his neck, and got Dan to dig deep. And the nice and nice to have alone. This thing blowed, was too bad.
Yeah.
Dennis just stood by and watched. He was the smallest one in the bunch. He's the older than me, but he was the big man. He had beat the Joe Bears, every one of them, before that. And that's how they had the revenge, see, to take up. When Nice and Nice struck it, we just left them on the side of the bank with sore ribs for a week. And they're backing, well, the call of the whole crew man stood right dancing. So as soon as we got Dan clear, well, the blood was running down his neck here and his side. And they didn't beat him neither. But Nice and I took him. Where we went, we kicked him right over the hill. Didn't use the hands, we used their feet longer. And Nigel, you know, was a pretty ragged man too.
Yeah, yes, he was a big man.
Big man. Yeah. Well, we all weighed over 200, but didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could use hands and feet both pretty good, and we stick in there. Well, at the state case, they fired rocks, broke a window, cut the post in the ladder, and glanced, and struck Niger's white wrist. He had a kitten in their eye, almost knocked her down. And they broke a lot of things firing rocks. And one fellow fired a rock at me, and it just, the doctor just made the rock here. This was rougher than that before I got up to. Well, this was just the luck, I think, for us.
Yeah.
There was just three of us. Took a whole pair then.
What Cunliffe was boss then?
All-wheel himself.
All-wheel himself.
Yeah, he stood right there, and he thought he was the big boss, see, because he was the main man, all-wheel. He was right there that night. Yeah. So that settled that. Yeah, and manager kicked his average rate right off the deal.
How long since they stopped cutting long lumber? They stopped at all? It's not like it used to be.
Oh, no, they just, they were cutting long lumber down to all 16-foot stuff. Everything's cut up. Well, now the last drive went over the other guy, and got this quite a while ago. Yeah, the St. John's River, that's quite a while ago.
They don't have any more long lumber drives like they used to have.
Carlos took the last drive over there, and that was, let me see, I jumped for Carlos, that's what it is. A big broke. And let me see, that's about, that was 35 years ago.
That was the last
lumber went down long lumber.
Yeah.
Out of
the
other guy. Is that the home name?
Yeah.
But there was that fighting scraping on there.
No.
Holy, you missed it, don't you? Oh, oh, don't you? You got it on.
You don't want to fight now, do you?
No.
You don't want to go through that again.
No, I can't. Oh.
Tell us how the Allegash got its name.
Hey?
Tell us how the Allegash
got
its name.
By the Indians. They called it Allegashe. Then after the other people settled here, they called it Allegash. Yeah.
Where did these people come from that settled the Allegash? They were down in New Brunswick?
Everything come from St. John's, New Brunswick, in Fredericton, and now rich people there.
Yeah.
That all come from there. There's only one person on here at that time. It was my father, and he was born in Anoka. Outside of that, all come from down there. Yes, sir.
Your father came from Old Town?
Old Town, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And the rest all come from down through there.
When did he come here? Do you know, Tom?
My God, must have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
He was 97 when he died. He never saw a doctor or had to. He weighed about 140 pounds. But we took out there my mother, she went over to under. She was an English woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what year he came here, do you?
By glory, I couldn't. But you see, that's 97 years. And he's been dead now about, let me see, must be 30 or 35 years.
Since he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get to come way back.
How did he happen to come up?
Well, he was born brought up in Old Town, and when that road went up through the country, that's how he came in there. Then he went to Seven Highland, and he started working there at the Seven Highland. And from that, he stayed on the St. John's River, and he never went back. He stayed up here. And my mother, their people come from rich people.
Your father was French.
French, yes,
yeah.
French.
What was your mother?
She was England, from England, that people.
She was English.
She was English, yeah. And she weighed 220 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad's head just come up under her arm when they had their pictures taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How many in your family? Quite a few?
My father's family?
Yeah.
10. Five boys and 5 girls.
5 boys and 5 girls.
And my family was 7 boys and 4 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And one got killed on the walk there, Melford.
Yeah.
He was just 9 feet. He was barely to see.
Yeah.
The rest was all alive. Yes.
Yeah. Tom, they used to be, what about the game in those days?
Well, the game, you could stay right in your dooryard and shoot a deer.
Yeah.
But the game was, and fish, they go in them bogans and they fish, and, well, I wish you could see the amount of fish they'd have in the canoe over there. And that was steady. And today, they ain't a fish in the bogans here nowhere today. Well, they all filled up.
Yeah.
The ice running. And at that time, I suppose they just had something to live on. And that's why, of course, and the game, too, was in their field everywhere. You could kill a deer or a caribou or something.
There used to be a lot of caribou in this area.
I can just remember the caribou. Okay. I can just remember when they left. We put them way out on the pine tree. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
There was quite a few caribou up
Yes, they go five or six crews. When you see one, you see a whole lot of them together. They stay together.
You say you're 85?
85?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 85 the 7 days ago.
Yeah. The caribou have been out of this country then about...
Oh, 60 years anyway.
50, 60 years.
Oh, yes, all of that.
You can remember.
Oh, yes, remember. I can hear it. Yes, there's all of that, yeah. And my God, there's a piece on there, let's head over.
The moose.
Jump in here, that. I wouldn't care in the way, I don't care. Yeah. That's one time they couldn't blow.
Yeah.
Did you used to have dances?
Hey?
Did you used to have dances, or what did you do for fun? Parties?
Oh, we used to have five. Both everybody could play the fiddle and a mouth harp. And we'd gather up in one place or in another. And when 4th of July come, Casey over here, so all of a sudden a big hall there and dance there. And we'd grow up. It went to First St. Francis, and we used to go there and spend 3-4 days before July. And, yeah.
And short summers and long winters, eh, Tom?
That's right. In them days, it was all fiddling. Play the fiddle, yeah.
What kind of dances did you do?
Oh, God, all kinds of dances. He said the name of all this. And one thing was very common was step dances, just the fellow dance jig thing, we call that, step dances. And I was one of them. There was foolish stuff with that.
You could jig dance, you know?
Yeah, I thought I could.
You danced all by yourself, was that it?
All by myself.
They watch it.
But the other dances, I used to pass the time. That's all I done. And then they, when it wasn't working, see, 4th of July, and these times they party out for the whole event. I took in it. I was 24 years old before I got married. And I enjoyed life then.
You ever have a lumber mill up here, a big mill?
Yes. Bruce Ford has a big mill up in Dickey there.
Up in Dickey?
Yeah. Well, he's at the line in Dickey. He's on the other gas. Oh, yeah, he run a big oak pit there. Then the Kelly had one, and then I run the one here for 2-3 years. In the mill, and that's how my boys learned to be in the mills. And my oldest boy, now just wait, he's in Patton, and this is somewhere around 30 years he's been there, for the Patton Lumber Company, and he's still...
Still there.
Still there, and he's looking after the whole thing for them now. Yeah, he's the oldest boy. He's married and got 2 girls, and they're both married.
The Joneses never came up this far lumbering, did they?
Oh, yes. Their lumbering was on Little Black.
Little Black.
All their lumber on Little Black.
Little Black, eh?
Yeah, and they run that down to their mill.
Well, did they lumber into the Niggerbrook Lakes, too?
They did, the Niggerbrook Lakes, and over on the other, Mount St. Francis, they were on the St. Francis. They lumbered on the St. Francis.
Yeah,
they surrounded quite a... an operation for a while.
They had one of the biggest mills up here, didn't they?
They did, that's right.
St. Francis.
You're right. Yeah.
Were the Negroes around? Is that how it got its name? Quite
a few of them. They used to come from Predator down there more. The fellas didn't come from up from there to work. We lost the Negroes. But they used to come from there often.
Did they live on the brook, or is that why they called it
Niggerbrook? No, Niggerbrook was called way back before my day at Niggerbrook. It says there was a Negro who used to stay there and went by that name, used to live there way back when the first moved in, before the gardeners. And after gardeners moved, they lived in, it was a garden. There's an old Negro from way back.
Most of these places you name, like Cross Rock and Nigger Brook and Ghost Landing, were probably named after people, weren't
that's
they, Tom?
The idea, that's the idea, all named after people. Nigger Brook, the Negroes, that's where they first started in. And Ghost Standing was a fellow got killed there, and they could see the ghost there every year to hear. That's why we were Ghost Land. Yes. Yeah.
And they named them, like Cross Rock was named after that big rock down
that's
there.
That's right, across the river.
Yeah.
That rock reached across the river, and they called it Cross Rock. They had a name for everything. It's, yeah.
When they put the bridge in, that put you out of a job on the ferry boat.
Oh, well, I was done with jobs.
You
were
done?
I was on my own. They had a mill, and I was on my own, me and my boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I quit that about 6, 7 years.
Yeah, before that.
Yeah, before that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I went down and put into operation for the Islander on the Roostick there for me.
Yeah.
Before I, after I quit here. Then when the word, that company moved in here, I cut over 1.5 million of lumber over here for them, across the river there, the Urban company.
Urban, yeah. Mm-hmm. That almost through